Hello, this is Carol Flagg with Healthcare Now Radio, reporting from HIMSS 17 in Orlando. With me right now is Tom Lee, CEO and founder of SA Ignite. Tom, how are you?
I'm really good, Carol. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, good to have you. As everybody who follows us knows, you are experts for our ABCs of NIPS monthly webinar series, so it's great to catch up with you in person versus not on a go-to webinar.
Yes, absolutely. Great to see you.
So tell me, how is HIMSS going so far? What are your impressions? What are people talking about?
It's been a great show. You know, I think there's been three major themes that I've seen. You know, first is that the transformation to value-based care really continues to move on, build momentum. Was in a number of sessions, including folks who are very close to what's going on in Washington even, and it's continued to be very bipartisan, and really now it's really getting to business, which really relates to kind of the second theme is continue to see, you know, a lot of attention on things like MIPS and how now that we're really into this first performance year, organizations really thinking about it as a multi-year journey on that treadmill, I think as I've talked about before, where it gets faster and faster every year. It's a competitive program. And we're seeing a lot of need for more and more knowledge, you know, about the program and really what to do in the field to get ready for it, as well as, you know, seeking some partners and solutions, you know, to really help with that journey, you know, as appropriate for a given organization. And then finally, sir, I had a great opportunity to spend a good day and a half at the Chime conference this past weekend, which is basically the leading healthcare CIO organization. They had a great educational program, and a lot of the keynote discussions were about the global and major forces that are hitting healthcare everywhere. And certainly, you know, we see what's happening out of Washington and the regulatory front is big financial reputational impacts of that. But, you know, some of the other forces are also not lose sight of are, you know, massive movements of telemedicine, you know, things happening on the regulatory side and the reimbursement side to really make that a lot more pervasive. Also, obviously, cybersecurity was a really huge topic there. They actually had one of the world's most famous hackers, you know, come in and share a very eye-opening set of live demonstrations about how different systems can get logged into remotely and cracked. And it had a lot of CIOs, I think, with their jaws open about, wow, you know, didn't realize it could happen that easily. But I think it further added kind of fuel into the tank in terms of trying to get ahead of that issue. Also, some interesting areas of real change and disruption around, you know, really the end of life, you know, end of life decisions and palliative care, things like that. Again, changes in the payment models, but also in terms of just how even physicians are trained to deal with some of the social and the emotional aspects of end of life care. And obviously, we all know it's a huge lever on cost and satisfaction. And, you know, relates to home care, things like that, a lot of changes there. And of course, data analytics is everywhere, right, in terms of the need for more and more of that. And so I think I really came away right off the bat, early in the conference, with that, you know, a lot happening with regulatory stuff, MIPS, all this stuff. But if you look at also the global 50,000-foot view, there that healthcare organizations have to deal with a lot of major change and disruptive forces that are all happening at the same time. And, you know, it sort of reminds everyone that it's important to have a plan and to also know that, you know, no one can boil the ocean. And in terms of how you prioritize, okay, is this going to be what we focus on, the cybersecurity risk right now, and maybe there's only two or three other things, and that's really nothing to be ashamed of, right? Because you're not alone, and that there's a lot of these other things that you could do, but you just can't get to, all right? But you will get to them. You've got to figure out what's best for organization. So I think those are kind of the three big areas. Value-based care is moving on, MIPS is becoming more and more important, and it's like, wow, there's a lot of things that are happening at the macro level in healthcare that, you know, people, I think just acknowledging that, you know, people have a lot on their plates right now.
They do indeed. Thank you so much for your insights. This is Carol Fly with another HIMSS highlight.